CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS for Sunday, the 1st of February, 2026. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Board appoints a Deputy Company Secretary. Make sure you are aware of change in the RSGB 2026 band plans. An opportunity to join the GB2RS newsreader team. The RSGB Board is delighted to announce that it has appointed Stephen Ramsden, M0CCA, as Deputy Company Secretary. Stephen is a solicitor and former law firm manager partner with extensive experience in governance systems and compliance frameworks. He's a keen HF portable operator and always interested to learn about and experiment with anything related to amateur radio. Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, has told the board that he wishes to retire from his role as company secretary, and the board's intention is that Stephen Ramsden will take on the full company secretary role after the AGM. You can contact Stephen Ramsden via dep.co.sec at rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB 2026 band plans were published in the recently released February edition of Radcom. They're now also available on the RSGB website in a wider variety of formats, including more detailed change notes. This year's changes address a handful of key topics, including updates to the 5 MHz band plan to emphasise correct operating, which comes in the light of out-of-band FT8 usage and Ofcom monitoring concerns. Updates at 50 MHz have been made to accommodate new repeater inputs, which use a wider 1 MHz split, easing the implementation of their duplex filters. In the 430 MHz UHF band, provision for low-power ad hoc repeaters and some editorial updates have also been made. As band plans change over time, please ensure that you only refer or link to the current ones on the RSGB website and remove any older ones you have locally. Unfortunately, the RSGB still notes some websites and unofficial usage charts which have obsolete information and urge that these are removed. View the 2026 band plans at rsgb.org/bandplans. The RSGB is looking for volunteers to join the team of newsreaders who broadcast the GB2RS news each Sunday. GB2RS news manager Steve, G4HPE, is particularly interested in hearing from people in Wales and Northern Ireland, where he is keen to increase the number of broadcasts. He'd also like to bolster existing QO100 and digital voice services and to add new stations to the national teams on the 4060 and 160 metre bands. If you'd like to be involved with any of these opportunities, or if you have proposals for transmission using new modes or bands, get in touch. Read the full description at rsgb.org/volunteers. The next Tonight at 8 webinar will be live tomorrow, Monday the 2nd of February, from 8 p.m. via the RSGB's YouTube channel and special BATC channel. RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols at G0KYA will be showing you how to use the Society's free online HF propagation tools. He'll explain how you can tailor your predictions to suit your particular station, including selecting the right mode, power, noise levels, antennas, and exact locations. If you can't wait until tomorrow to hear from Steve, you can catch up on the presentation he delivered at the RSGB 2025 convention. His lecture, Was That Solar Cycle 25? What Did We Learn?, is now available to watch on RSGB 2025 convention playlist at youtube.com/therSGB, all one word. Chris Flanagan, G7NRO, is unfortunately no longer able to continue as QSL at RSGB QSL Bureau sub-manager for the G7s, and the RSGB wish to thank him for the time he's given as an RSGB volunteer. RSGB members with G7 call signs who collect QSL cards should now send their self-addressed envelopes to Anthony Hollis, G4AAV. You can find his details in the sub-manager list of the RSGB at the RSGB QSL Bureau web section at rsgb.org/QSL. The January 2026 edition of RADCOM Basics is now available for RSGB members to read via the RSGB mobile and web app. This edition includes articles on using a multimeter, advice on getting on the air, and the challenges that face radio amateurs who are new to the HF bands. RADCOM Basics offers key aspects of amateur radio in a clear, accessible way and is invaluable for those getting started in amateur radio or wanting to explore something new. This is why the Society is delighted to have added to its collection of RADCOM Basics back issues in the RSGB app, where RSGB members can now enjoy editions dating back to May 2019. The publication takes you through topics ranging from working split frequency to building your own digital hotspot, and from using FT8 to take part in a radio net. With the RSGB mobile app, you can download editions to enjoy offline. You can also browse RADCOM Basics on the web via rsgb.org/radcom. Finally, a reminder that the next of the popular 145 Alive series takes place on Saturday the 7th of February from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. The event will include an addition of 144 megs SSB stations with vertical polarizations. More information, visit the 145 Alive Facebook page. Now for details of rallies and events, the Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, takes place on Sunday the 8th of February at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN72PJ. Exhibitors can set up from 8:15 a.m. Doors open to visitors at 10 a.m. A large car park, catering, bring and buy, improved disabled access and the seating area will be available on site. For more information and booking, visit wmrc.co.uk. Sunday the 15th of February, Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society's Radioactive Fair will take place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Cheshire, CW55DG. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event will feature a bring-and-buy sale, RSGB bookstall and raffle, catering, parking and disabled facilities are available on site. For more details, visit radioactivefair.co.uk. Now for special event news, operators from the DARC special event team are active as DH2026EM until the 10th of February, celebrating the Men's European Handball Championship. QSL via DK50N, Logbook of the World and DARC Community Logbook. Look for activity on the HF bands using CW digital modes and SSB. See QRZ.com for more. Phil, ZL3PAH, is active as ZL60PAH until the 22nd of Feb, marking his Diamond Jubilee in amateur radio. He's operating using CW RITI and some SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. More information, QRZ.com. DX News, Chaz NK8 Oscar is active as 5H3DX from Tanzania until the 9th of February. In his spare time, he operates CW and digital on the 20 to 10 meter bands. If conditions allow, Chaz may be active on the 6 meter band, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or directly to NK8 Oscar. Harold, DF2 Whiskey Oscar, is active as 9X2AW from Kigali in Rwanda until the 9th of Feb. He is operating 160 to 6 meter bands using CW, FT4, FT8 and SSB, as well as via the QO100 satellite, QSL via OQRS. Contest news, tomorrow the 2nd of February, RSGB 80 meter club championships run from 2000 to 2130 UTC, SSB on the 80 meter band, exchange a signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 3rd of Feb, the RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1900 to 1955 UTC, FM on the 2 meter band, exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 2 meter band, exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 4th, The RSGB 144 MEGS FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 2-meter band. Exchanges report and 4-character locator, also Wednesday the 4th. The RSGB 144 MEGS FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC FT8 on the 2-meter band. Exchange is the same as above. If you're in one, you can be in the other. Also, on Wednesday the 4th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC, SSB on the 80-metre band, exchanges your 6-character locator. Sunday the 8th of February, the RSGB 432 MEGS Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 77s band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, we had a much quieter week sun-wise, with fewer geomagnetic disturbances and a decreasing solar flux index. Last week started at 153 but decreased to 133 by Wednesday. The KP index started the week at 2.33 and apart from an exertion to 5.33 was below 4.33 all week. The 5.33 value was due to an enhanced solar wind stream flowing from a small coronal hole. The lower KP indices have meant that the ionosphere has had a chance to recover, and we've been seeing maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path reaching 35 megs at times. The 10-metre band has been coming up quite nicely, with the RR90 beacon in eastern Russia audible on 28.200 megahertz mid-morning. Thursday the 29th of January, the band was otherwise quite bare, apart from EM0WWA in Ukraine on 28.480 megahertz with some sort of digitized voice. Also, PP8ZAC in Brazil was loud on 28.025 megs using CW. A quick scan of the 28 megs low-power beacons reveal PY4YYF in Brazil on 28.115 megs, YM7TEN in Turkey, 28.225 megs, and that was it. Hopefully 28 megs will improve as we head towards spring. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the 120 to 140 range, with the KP index set to remain low until the 4th of Feb, when it's predicted to rise to 4. So if this goes to plan, we can expect reasonable conditions on the HF bands. However, you might be better off on 18, 21 or 24 megs, as the 10-metre band may not be active as we would like. For HF and up, the recent pattern of low pressure close to the southwest of the British Isles has staked its claim for another week. This means further spells of rain, especially in the south and west. The cold southeasterly wind over the northeastern half of the UK will persist, but any high pressure will stay well to the north and east of us, so tropo is unlikely. It'll be harder to find. Rain scatter, on the other hand, may be more productive, especially for the south and west. Some periods of rain, sleet or snow are possible in the northeast, where there may also be some snow static on antennas from time to time. Meteor scatter will have to rely upon random meteors for the next few weeks, as most of you who follow these bulletins will remember are at a peak in the pre-dawn hours. There's been a steady stream of auroral alerts recently. These have been mostly minor events, but it reinforces the notion that it's worth monitoring the KP index, which gives a sense of the Earth's geomagnetic activity. High KP values are a useful indicator of a potential auroral event. Sporadic, he usually takes a break this time of year, but if you make a point of checking for the FOE's trace at propquest.co.uk, you may see that there are occasional spikes in the graph of the data from Dourbe in Belgium. This suggests that although rare, out-of-season sporadic he does occur, especially on the lower bands such as 10 and 6 metres. This week, moon declaration is positive and falling, going negative again on Thursday. Moon window length and peak elevation are falling. Path losses are rising again as we passed perigee on the 29th of January. 144 meg sky noise will be low all week. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Similarly, until next week.